श्रील भक्तिवेदांत नारायण गोस्वामी महाराज की श्रील गुरुदेव ट्रांसेंडेंटल न्यू ब्रज फेस्टिवल 2010 की श्रील गुरुदेव 15 इयर्स ऑफ प्रीचिंग इन द वेस्ट की श्रील प्रभुपाद की श्रील परम गुरुदेव की सामने भक्त वृंद की
I request you to speak two words. Understand? I request you to speak two words.
Three?
Two.
I think perhaps one of the most fascinating pieces of history is Prabhupada's endeavor to get here at his age. He originally was thinking of going to Japan, and as circumstances have it, he came here.
More louder, please.
So we can imagine we have a satsang here, maybe 1,000 devotees, 500. How nice it is to be close together and keep the flame of enthusiasm high. Our first lesson from Prabhupada was how to be alone, totally by yourself, with none other than the presence of your guru and Krishna. And Prabhupada had mentioned to us that throughout life that time may come when you're by yourself and you wonder what to do, where is Krishna when I'm sick? I think you all know Prabhupada's heart collapsed on that journey more than once. And so the tests that we go through in life are meant to bring out more than ever how we've advanced on a certain level that Krishna wants you to take a look at. Prabhupada showed in that story a fierce determination to give pleasure to someone he loved so deeply, his guru. And that love that he showed was passed on to us to be some of the most broad-minded and able citizens of this world who know how to show love for others. If there are moments when it is hard to express that love, it is time to go very quietly and be alone within yourself and have a transcendental heart attack to come out healthier and stronger with more realization and clarity what needs to change in my heart in order to be a more effective Vaishnava. And always understanding that Krishna knows better. Well, let's say, Krishna has a more complete view. It's like Prabhupada said, I have my plan, you have your plan, and Krishna has his plan. And Krishna's plan always gets it. So, and taking some time out from these festivals, and we have a nice area here, we take some time by ourselves to have a reality check. What is it that I love so much about Narayan Maharaj? What is it for me? What has it done to change my life? What do I love so much about Prabhupada and our Guru Parampara? And what do I love so much about the people here? And what do I even admire in those who for some reason or other I don't get along with? So hopefully as each generation goes, the ability to heal with someone else becomes more powerful medicine. And that is really the purpose of having a guru, is to become more effective as a healer in this world. And by the way that you show your affection for Maharaj, I can imagine that Krishna will send you all a test in your life to see how much of his healing energy you have accomplished. So here's to that healing.
For you, no?
Agyanatamirandhasya Gyananjana Salakaya Shaksu Runvilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Guru Vancha kalpataru bhyasya kripa sindhu bhyai vacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo gurave gaura chandraya radhikaya itadali krishnaya krishna bhaktaya tad bhaktaya tavai vasmi tavai vasmi Danjivami Toyavina Iti Vigyaya Radhi Tangnay Maha After hearing gopis, especially Bhramar Gita, Uddhava was astonished to hear and to see Divya Unmad, Chitra Jalpa, Mahabhav, Adheru, Modan Bhav. He has never seen, never heard, never anything. And then he began to tell what Krishna
Krishna has told to gopis. Krishna has told to them, there is no separation to me. Like a earthen pot, he has no separation from earth. In the same way, everywhere Krishna, if you want to be separated, you cannot be separated. Brahma Gyan, he told. But by this hearing, the jhwar,
fever
of gopis, went in climax. They did not like this. Then Uddhava again told, Krishna has told that they should close their eyes and they will see that I am there. They close their eyes and saw that Krishna is here dancing, singing, doing all activities, ras. So seeing this, all gopis became satisfied. And then Uddhava began to pray. Nayansiyo anga nitanta rate prasado sajositang nanina gandharushang kuto anna raso savo bhujadand grihita kantha labhasi shang ja udgat prajasundari. Desha Uddhav now glorifying gopis. Oho, these gopis are so lucky, that Krishna, at the time of dancing, Krishna gave his hands around the neck of gopis. These kinds of, why that Krishna may not go giving ras? So this kind of law, this kind of saubhagya,
Good fortune.
The demigods, wives, Lakshmi even, anyone has not in this world even, are lucky that like gopis. Asamaho charanare Vrindavane kimapi gulmalatau sabhinam jadustajana svajana archa patancha hitva bhejim kunda padavim stuti. Asamaho charanare Oho, if I have been a
green gulma, creepers like, not high. That gopis will go to Ras. Wearing their what?
Ankle.
Their ornaments and everything. Upset. And they run towards even Vedas, Shruti. They have not, they are not so lucky that they will touch the dust of gopis. How he is glorifying? Bheje Mukunda Padme. So, Uddhav, in next janma, he is telling,
next birth.
Bhavi, I want to be fit dust of Gopi. And that is why, even today,
near
Uddhav Kunda, nearby
Govardhan.
Uddhav has been grass and he is seeking when gopis will come and keep their feet on his head. Because if Uddhav has told them, oh, please keep your feet dust on my head, gopi will not be angry at any time. So better to ask that I should be blade of grass and gopi should keep their hand, their feet and go to Ras with Krishna dancing. वैश्याचित आजादी भी आप तो काम आई जो वैश्वरी रपि यदात्मनि राष्ट्र गोष्ठम कृष्णस्य तद् भगवत चरणारविंदम नस्तम तनेषु विजहौ परिरक्षता. ओ गोपी आर सो फार जा भाई श्रीयासी लक्ष्मी टू होम होल वर्ल्ड वर्शिप दैट लक्ष्मी मे कम वर्थ मे कम एंड ब्रह्मा एंड अदर्स दे आल्सो वांट the dust of lotus feet of Krishna. And that thing, feet directly, gopis at Ras, they kept on their bow.
Breast. Their breast.
Yes. By directly, which is a somehow,
quite impossible.
Quite impossible for others, for anyone. Bande Nanda. Braja Sri Ram. Padrenu. Abhikshnasa. Jasan Hari Katho. Punati Bhuvana Bande Nanda Braja Istri Nanda. I am doing Bandana
to the gopis who are in the village of Nandgaon. Jasang Hari Kathod Gita. And though who glorified Krishna in singing and weeping, this Harikatha from their mouth, though weeping, Jayati te dhikam janmana praja saradhani indira shavasvada kravi dhaita dhisata ishuta bhakta dhaita sabha kanti chinmati. This Harikatha ever anyone has not done like this, and in future also anyone cannot do this Harikatha. So this Harikatha purified whole world. And then Uddhav lived with gopis 3 months and went to Nandgaon, Barshana, Govardhan, Terkadamba, so many places, and pacified gopis. And gopin telling Harikatha of that place, weeping. So, 3 months with gopis he was there. After 3 months, he told, O Nanda Baba, O Jasoda Maya, all Brajavasi Jan, now I want to go to Mathura to tell all this Harikatha, what I saw. But gopis warned him, don't tell all the Gatha in a day, otherwise Krishna heart is very soft. It will be broken. Tell what?
Little.
When Uddhav was on Rath,
chariot,
on the chariot, then Nanda Baba came and he brought so many things. He brought all the utensils Krishna used to bansi, his ornaments, his everything, and gave to Uddhav. Uddhav, what is the use of all these things keeping here? We know that Krishna will not come. So give it to Krishna, he should give it. Out of what?
Separation
mode. Nand Baba told, he kept also all things of Krishna, and then telling
Buddha
that, oh, Krishna will not come. So, take it and give it to Krishna and tell him that I've heard from so many places, Purnamasi and Gargachar, that he is in Guna Narayan.
His quality is like as Narayan.
So, I pray that Narayan, that he should be merciful. Wherever we take birth, or all vritti,
all propensity,
should go into Krishna. You know that Nanda Baba, Yashoda, and all the Brajavasi, they don't believe that Krishna is Lord, Lord of Lord. But now here, it seems where their Madhur Bhav went. But these Madhur Bhav sometimes come in sadness, suffering. So Nanda Baba is suffering, and that is why he told. But when he was okay, he never told them. In this way, we finish Uddhav Samvad. Gaur Pramanande. Any Kirtan Janava?
Drama আছে আজকে
আসিছে
তারপরে ধন্যবাদ দিবে সবাই থ্যাংক গিভিং সেরিমনি
থ্যাংক ইউ অল
থ্যাংক
টু অল
আচ্ছা মান কীর্তন
দন ড্রামা
হ্যাঁ
দন ড্রামা 20 মিনিটস
আর ইট টেক
ইয়া
ও ইয়েস সো সিং
কৃষ্ণ হরি রামা প্রিয় সর ড্রামা
Better any Kirtan who has link with Krishna when he went to Mathura. Then sing your song.
Thank you. Thank you.
Those who have done in kitchen, here, there. At your son's house, I am.
So,
you can come. There we will.
Thank you so much, all of you, for attending this new Braj festival.
How you are.
Okay.
And so much appreciation and thanks to Srila Gurudev. Srila Gurudev asked, oh, why have we called him? But I think it's more like, oh, he has called us. And also, so many thanks to His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, by whom so many of us have come here. This is truly a worldwide sangha that includes everyone without any other consideration except performing pure devotional service, pure bhakti. So, just one thing before we begin to talk about all the different nice sevas everyone has done, I just wanted to mention that Srila Gurudev said during our Giriraj Govardhan Anakut Mahamahotsava festival, he said, anyone who has come to this program, then Giriraj will give them, offer them any boon. And when Krishna and the Brij Basis, they did Anakut Mahamahotsava, then at the end, Giriraj offered a boon to the Brij Basis. And they didn't want any boon, but Giriraj insisted. So they said, oh, please let Krishna have a long life. Let him have good health and have no obstacles and always be happy. So since Gurudev is saying we can have any boon, I think we can all easily say that we pray for our boon to be that Srila Gurudev has a very long life. Good health and good health. And we're begging Srila Gurudev, please, I know maybe it's not possible, but we're begging that you'll please, as our boon, that you'll come here again to New Braj. And we would like your permission. I mean, we'll see. Any boon like this, it should come true, so it must come true. We also want to continue having, in your honor, with your blessing, many, many wonderful, wonderful festivals here in New Braj, in your honor. Srila Gurudev has described that these festivals in New Braj are so special, and the Hari Katha is so high, that they will be spoken about for 1,000 years. So Srila Gurudev has also said that not only do we thank the speakers, but we also thank the listeners, anyone who has come to listen, those who have cleaned the floors, those who cut the vegetables, those who cook, wash the pots, those devotees who open up their homes, and those devotees who come from far and near.
Clean the toilets.
Clean the toilets, especially. And I want to give a special thanks in advance to all the names of anyone that I don't mention, and because we also want to keep this somewhat brief, we're mainly mentioning the heads of different areas, but to everyone, you know who you are, we give our deepest, deepest thanks and appreciation for all of your help and service at this festival. So we had the great honor to have so many sannyasis come here. So firstly, I'd like to thank Sripad Madhav Maharaj. Doctor, with his doctorate that we were so fortunate to see. Double doctorate. And congratulations and excitement for seeing his new book on the biography of Srila Gurudev coming very soon at this part of the panel. And to Sri Padmanabh Maharaj. We have two Bhagavat Maharajas. Bhagavat Maharaj and Bhagavat Maharaj. Sripad Damodar Maharaj. And all his nice translations so we could understand Srila Gurudev's Hindi. To Ashram Maharaj, Sripad Ashram Maharaj. Sripad Vishnu Maharaj. And Sripad Sajan Maharaj. Sripad Avadhut Maharaj. Also, we've been very fortunate to have a special guest with us this year, not just for the first time, but now second, third time, Srimati Uma Didi. And Srimati Shamarani Didi. Yes, Shamarani, Srimati Shamarani Didi. Double. All give so much sweet Harikata. For 1 week, every day, and to let you know, tomorrow also, all day long, tomorrow morning, Srimati Shamarani Didi will give a class to, giving class at 7:30 a.m. on Harinam and Diksha. Then Sripad Sajan Maharaj will give class at 10, Sripad Avadhut Maharaj at 3 o'clock, and at 5 o'clock, we will have a sannyas panel where all sannyasis come, and we'll give Harikata in the evening and wonderful prasad all day long. Okay, also, we're very fortunate. Srila Gurudev comes, but he comes. One devotee today said something very sweet, that Srila Gurudev, he has two arms. One arm is Sripad Madhav Maharaj, and the other arm is Sriman Brajanath Prabhu. And then all of the entourage, whom with all the festivals, everywhere they go, they bring a festival with them. All of Srila Gurudev's entourage. Wherever they go, it's a traveling festival, even if it's just them and a house. So we have Madhuvrat Prabhu. And Vrindagiri. And all the ladies and men who help them in their services, all the assistants. Oh, and also Achyuta Prabhu. Tunga Vijayadini. So now also, a very special thanks to Nirguna Prabhu and Nilachala Didi. And they first welcomed Srila Gurudev into their home in this community 15 years ago. And we'll be indebted to them forever for this. And also the same to Shravan Kumar Prabhu, and the Lita baby, the son, the daughter and son-in-law. Okay. No words to describe. Okay, we're coming. Okay, so we should go right to the kitchen. The most unbelievable, Brajanath Prabhu has just told me, to remind me to say, the prasad this year was out of this world. And there are no words to describe it in English. Okay, and so many cooks headed by Shravan Kumar Prabhu in the kitchen, Dhamaraj Prabhu, Nilachala Didi, Gohika Prabhu, Vasudev, Madan Mohan, Tirthapad, Radhanath Prabhu. Shama Priya Didi. Thank you so much to the cooks and also to all the servers and to all the devotees and sevites who came every night so late washing pots, scrubbing floors, cleaning the temple rooms here. A tireless job beginning early in the morning going till late at night. You know what they say? An army runs on its stomach. So I think this army was fed very well. Wonderful Bhagavat Prasadam Ki. So also the cleanup crew, especially like the toilets, we can mention that more than once, and the garbage cleaning and everything, I think headed by Bharat Prabhu and Maitreya Muni. And the whole crew, remember, I can't mention everyone's name, but everyone is a big part. Okay, thank you. So, also, just in case you hadn't heard, you know, this has been a real trial and tribulation. This festival was so big, so wonderful, but about a month and a half before it started, in the late spring, all the trees had bloomed, and we had a freak storm with big snowflakes, and they were very wet, and many trees crashed all over these properties. And it took us about 3 weeks just to clean them up. And we were wondering at one point, wow, can we do this? Can we finish and make this festival ready? Even then, it was a continuing, very difficult weather, rain, a little bit more snow, so many things, but somehow it was like a miracle. We were able to clean it up and get it prepared. And during that time, we had between 10 and 20 devotees every day here doing service to prepare. And then in that last week, we had 30 and up to, at the end, 40 devotees every day working tirelessly to make so many preparations. Because we also, if you noticed, expanded this festival site, and we built a wall back there, especially that was headed up by Nityananda Prabhu. He rented a big bulldozer tractor. We made so many pads and a root cellar, and from fallen trees and other trees that we thinned out, he actually built a wall across there, and it looks like a fort if you go behind it, and we named it Fort Braj. So, also, preparing the guest house, the temple house for so many guests. We had Radha Priya, Prabhadi, Madhusudan Prabhu, Chandrakala Didi, and so many more. Janava Didi, so many names. Thank you so much. Also, during that time, there was so many devotees here, we hadn't expected such a crew, and Madhusudan Prabhu stepped forward, and every day he cooked so many preparations all day. We would come together about noon and have noontime artik and chant and take prasad, and then say, okay, let's go back and get back out there and keep going. So thank you so much to him and all the cooks during that time. Also too, for the cow seva, taking care of the cows and preparing Subhadra for the Anakutma Mahotsavs, Nityananda Prabhu and Madhusudan Prabhu. Also the pujaris in the temple and taking care of deities all year long, Pran Kishore Prabhu and Champakalaka Didi.
Which is all right. Nanda Gopala Manju Didi Ki.
And the Kirtaniyas from LA, Vijay Prabhu and Saraswati Didi.
Rama, one short announcement, separate.
Kamala Kanta Prabhu, doing so much groundskeeping and making flowers beautiful. Beautiful flowers and gardens for everyone. Anyway, later on tonight, after Srila Gurudev has gone in, we have a few more pages. We'll continue to read the list so we can properly, you know, complete it. So one last...
No, stop.
Few more pages.
Stop now.
Huh? Few more pages there.
After.
After. Just one thing. Just one thing.
Only one more.
Okay. Just an update for devotees. We just wanted to let you know. I know that you're appreciating this festival so much and this new Braj community. We wanted to give you an update quickly on what's going on here. And we wanted to inform you that the current state and future hopes for the development of this new Braj community. And for the last 3 years, Gurudev has been taking care of this and has given so much support, purchasing the land, taking care of the school. Now a time has come when we're asking both the local devotees as well as those that have a heart to serve and preserve this holy Tirtha project to please come forward and take responsibility. if you could help us to make continue to make this project what it is and grow it to even so much more for the pleasure of Srila Gurudev. Those who are interested should contact me, and we are forming a board of responsible devotees that can help contribute financially and managerially to support, with a shared vision, this project to bring pleasure to Srila Gurudev and to have a place for you to continue to come, maybe to live, and certainly to have festivals continually. So, New Braj Dham Aki Jai! Srila Gurudev Aki Jai! New Braj Festival 2000.